Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan, of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to this report.
Mike, thanks for letting me be here.
Well, the House has acted recently on a state budget bill, and it's somewhat unusual. Many people are used to hearing about a state budget bill running in June. This year, the House has seen fit to start it in March, which is highly unusual. What do you think the plan is here behind getting such a jump on the budget process this year?
I applaud Stan Saylor and the leadership, Dave Reed and Mike Terzai, for what they're trying to do. What they're doing is making absolutely certain that we get the budget process started. A lot of people who are not aware of the process think that the budget that was passed, it started in March and it was passed in early April, is the end all, and it's actually not. So this bill that was just passed, which is a little over $29 billion in spending compared to what the governor requested of $32 billion, gives us an opportunity to start working with the Senate and the governor's office to then start the negotiation process. So the bill that was passed is really just a starting salvo. And why I think it was so responsible of the appropriations chair and the leadership for doing what they did is, by doing it now, we're letting people know that we expect to have this thing resolved so that funding for not-for-profit and governmental agencies won't be disrupted, and we'll give each of us about 90 days, the House, the Senate, and the governor's office, to really sit down and discuss it. So what I think is critically important is that this is the beginning of the process and not the end of it. I get an awful lot of questions from people saying, well, you didn't put this in there. How come? And when I talk to them and let them know how the process works, they're actually pleasantly surprised that it's been done with this much forethought and foresight to make sure that we're not left holding the bag. So I really want to applaud leadership and the fellow representatives, both those who voted for it and those who voted against it, so we at least get the ball rolling.
And of course, a good reason to start early and probably to err on the more conservative side is that revenues may not be living up to projections that we were expecting.
I'm absolutely concerned right now that in this current fiscal year through March, we are already about $700 million short on what we need. And I suspect that by the end of this fiscal year, we'll be over $1 billion short. And there's already a $3 billion shortfall that we're looking at in the new budget. But I want everybody to be aware that that's a misnomer. We're $3 billion short in the coming budget, which we have to reconcile. That's part of this budget negotiation process. But we're also not making any substantive payments on the unfunded pension liabilities in the state. And we're not tackling the infrastructure crisis that exists here either. So I'm extraordinarily concerned that we got a lot of work to do in the next couple of weeks, next couple of months. I suspect we'll be looking at 18, 20-hour workdays in the legislature to get this done. But those citizens that are listening should be making sure that they contact us about what they want, what they don't, but also be prepared to realize we have a real financial crisis in the Commonwealth. And by starting the budget process this early, in late March, early April, I think Stan Saylor, Mike Terzai, and Dave Reed did a really responsible thing to get that budget over to the Senate so we can start negotiating it and start tackling some of these critical problems. My only apprehension is it won't go deep enough. I've said to people for a long time that we have 2 to 4 years to fix this, and if we don't, we're going to have a crisis. And that crisis will mean those solutions that we will have to enact to fix the fiscal problems in the Commonwealth after 4 years will be so draconian that no one will be able to live with it. So this is one of those cases where I would encourage you to view the Commonwealth as a family. And when you don't have enough money, what do you do to see what has to be done more efficiently, which our budget bill that we're doing with the Auditor General's office, that's HB 453, is coming up for a vote on April 18th. And what we're doing is we're hoping to make sure we can get accountability, fiscal austerity, take a look at taxes where they may be, and restore property rights to those people who are trying to struggle to pay their property taxes. So we got a long way to go. This is a battle that's just getting started. And leadership, by doing what they did by starting this budget process with 90 days advance notice, is giving us all a chance to have input into a good, solid, sound budget by the time it's all done and finally enacted.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report. And tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.